Okay,
you know?
Yeah, I understand that. Listen, that's
don't
fine.
Don't forget, at the end of the day, Manchester will be taking a fee. They don't give us the stadium free and think, oh, this is a lovely little conference, we'll give them the stadium free. There are fees to pay.
That's what I'm trying to establish, is how much are those fees compared to Wembley? That doesn't matter. We'll move on. I really feel, Colin, that you haven't answered my first question.
I've tried to answer it, Dave, on the basis of, if you've got Wembley Stadium, right, we can guarantee, like last year, which is the best attended promotion final we've ever had, there were just under half capacity at Wembley. Look at the size of the stadium we've got to go to now, right, and we will probably fill that stadium up. If it is Luton playing AFC Wimbledon, you will accept that, knowing the support that they generated in the past for major cup finals, and Luton's was only 2 years ago, right, they generated 45,000. Now, they're not going to be able to have 45,000 when the capacity is only 47.
Colin, I was just trying to ask you the cost.
I haven't got the figures in the cost, because a lot of the costs won't be known until the final is played, David.
Right, and after you've done that, will you come on and tell us the difference then?
The difference of what?
The difference in Harry.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this, that if it's anything like Wembley Stadium's return, and anybody who's worked with the FA Trophy clubs, you'll be lucky to see a return off those stadiums till probably round about August.
Well, we'll be here, mate.
We'll be here.
It won't be the week after the final, David. I will tell you that.
Look, to be fair, the way you're answering this, you'll still be answering it in August.
Dave, put it like this, David. One of the things that we and the conference, and I will end on a positive note.
Go on, mate. God bless you.
One of the things that you will get in the promotion final, which you did not get in the FA Trophy final at Wembley on Saturday, you'll be able to watch ours on the television. And if £41.18, and I'm not sounding condescending when I say this, if £41.18 is too much for you to pay and you want to watch a final live, A, it will be on a Saturday, B, it will be on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and thirdly, you can watch it for £6.99.
Colin, last point on this. Right at the very start of our interview tonight, you mentioned the announcements on the Luton site, and Luton say that they're going to challenge the football conference on the pricing policy that has been released. Quick question on that. Luton surely are on the board of the football conference. So who made this decision? Was it not discussed between the board as a whole?
No, it's made by the commercial subcommittee of the board. They're the ones who sit down with whatever the stadium is to decide, you know, what the terms and payments will be, and all the contractual issues which any competition has when they hire a major stadium.
Given that the amount of vitriol that's come through from some of the fans this afternoon about this, and also last year, I know we had issues over ticketing prices and the like, would it not be better to put this to all of the member clubs, so at least there's a decision made by everyone and everyone's in it together?
Well, Caroline, we go back to an issue that I think we discussed quite well a few months back, was you appoint a board of directors, and they are elected by the member clubs themselves to enforce the rules, to act in the best interests of all the member clubs. And if you've got to keep going back to every club to get a decision, we won't be holding a promotion final, because we'll never get a decision.
Somebody
has got to make that decision, right or wrong. And, you know, I've got to stand up for the conference here. Yes, you will always have complaints. God help me if you support Manchester United and the prices that are being touted around. I think the cheapest price you could buy originally for the Champions League final at Wembley Stadium was £175, give or take a few pennies.
Colin, so
with due respect, it is about supply and demand. And all the problems, allegedly, and I say allegedly, that was put forward last year by certain fans from Oxford, they still managed to amass over 30,000 people who wanted to buy those tickets.
Yeah, listen, Colin and Steve, last point for me, and I know that the tickets will sell. My point is this, that most of the best seats in the conference cost around about £20. If you go and watch a conference game, you can generally get the best seat in the house for around about £20. Now, to get it in the playoff final, to get the best seats available, it's £41 plus a booking fee, plus post and package, which comes to around about 45, 46 quid. Now, all I'm asking you, one word answer, do you think that's fair?
I think, bearing in mind the other costs that you've got, yes. You're not just taking into account going to watch a game on a Saturday afternoon at your local club, because it is not a match at your local club. The other costs that are generated as a result of that are astronomical. That's why it takes about three
that's
or
great.
Four months to actually get an audited return from a match.
Listen, that's brilliant. Because I actually understood the answer and I got it. And thank you very much, sir. And I'll get you a beer the next time I see you.